These fragments were still left floating about the world, and you shall hear what happened to them. Second story, about a little boy and a little girl. In a big town crowded with houses and people, where there is no room for gardens, people have to be content with flowers in pots instead. In one of these towns live two children, who managed to have something bigger than a flower pot for a garden. They were not brother and sister, but they were just as fond of each other as if they had been. Their parents lived opposite each other in two attic rooms. The roof of one house just touched the roof of the next one, with only a rainwater gutter between them. They each had a little dormer window, and one only had to step over the gutter to get from one house to the other. Each of the parents had a large window box in which they grew pot herbs and a little rose tree. There was one in each box, and they both grew splendidly. Then it occurred to the parents to put the boxes across the gutter, from house to house, and they looked just like two banks of flowers. The pea vines hung down over the edges of the boxes, and the roses threw out long creepers which twined round the windows. It was almost like a green triumphal arch. The boxes were high, and the children knew they must not climb up onto them, but they were often allowed to have their little stools out under the rose trees, and there they had delightful games. Of course, in the winter, there was an end to these amusements. The windows were often covered with hoarfrost. Then they would warm coppers on the stove and stick them on the frozen panes, where they made lovely peepholes, as round as possible. Then a bright eye would peep through these holes, one from each window. The little boy's name was Kay, and the little girl's Gerda. In the summer, they could reach each other with one bound, but in the winter, they had to go down all the stairs in one house and up all the stairs in the other, and outside there were snowdrifts.
"Look, the white bees are swarming," said the old grandmother.
"Have they a queen bee too?"
asked the little boy, for he knew that there was a queen among the real bees.
"Yes, indeed they have," said the grandmother. "She flies where the swarm is thickest. She is biggest of them all, and she never remains on the ground. She always flies up again to the sky. Many a winter's night she flies through the streets and peeps in at the windows, and then the ice freezes on the panes into wonderful patterns like flowers."
"Oh yes, we have seen that," said both children,
and then they knew it was true.
"Can the Snow Queen come in here?"
asked the little girl.
"Just let her come," said the boy, "and I will put her on the stove where she will melt."
But the grandmother smoothed his hair and told him more stories. In the evening, when little Kay was at home and half undressed, he crept up onto the chair by the window and peeped out of the little hole. A few snowflakes were falling, and one of these, the biggest, remained on the edge of the window box. It grew bigger and bigger, till it became the figure of a woman, dressed in the finest white gauze, which appeared to be made of millions of starry flakes. She was delicately lovely, but all ice, glittering, dazzling ice. Still, she was alive. Her eyes shone like two bright stars, but there was no rest or peace in them. She nodded to the window and waved her hand. The little boy was frightened and jumped down off the chair. And then he fancied that a big bird flew past the window. The next day was bright and frosty, and then came the thaw, and after that, the spring. The sun shone, green buds began to appear, the swallows built their nests, and people began to open their windows. The little children began to play in their garden on the roof again. The roses were in splendid bloom that summer. The little girl had learned a hymn, and there was something in it about roses, and that made her think of her own. She sang it to the little boy, and then he sang it with her. "Where roses deck the flowery vale, there, infant Jesus, we thee hail." The children took each other by the hands, kissed the roses, and rejoiced in God's bright sunshine